This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Police officers will no longer work in Denver public schools starting next June. Denverite's David Sachs reports on the end of school resource officers.
Denver police officers who break up fights, enforce rules, and also mentor students. But statistics show they can also introduce children, especially students of color, to a cyclical criminal justice system. Galvanized by the moment since George Floyd's death in police custody, the Denver School Board unanimously voted to oust law enforcement from the halls of public education Thursday night. Plenty of educators disagreed with the move, as did school safety specialists, who said officers keep kids safe in schools marked by violence and weapons. In the end, school board members said the decision is not a judgment on the officers themselves, but on the system. David Sachs, Denverite.
An Aurora man will serve 16 years and pay back nearly $19 million for defrauding the VA. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Joseph Price was a case management liaison for the VA's Spina Bifida health care benefits program. Authorities say he used that position to set up a fictional home health care program and then connected VA beneficiaries with shell companies run by his friends and family members. Price was convicted by a jury, and three of his accomplices have pled guilty. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Temperatures are going up. It's 95 and sunny in Grand Junction, 88 partly cloudy in Denver, 77 degrees, and skies are mostly sunny in Vail, mostly clear along the Front Range overnight. This is CPR News.